So that's a review. The Gemara continues with more stories about pious Jews in their lives. Rabbi Yosi bar Avin had been a student of Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes, but he left him and went to learn by Rabbi Ashi. During the course of one of Rabbi Ashi's lectures, he taught something that Rabbi Yosi bar Avin himself had taught. When he told Rabbi Ashi that he was Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, Rabbi Ashi wondered why he had left Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes. He told him, "Gavra da alberei v'alberate lochas alai didi hechachais." A man who had no mercy on his own son and daughter, will he have mercy on me? The Gemara explains what happened with the son and daughter of Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes. Once, when the field workers of Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes were hungry and waiting for the meal that Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes was supposed to bring, his son davened, "Te'ena, te'ena, hoitzi peresecho v'yechli poile abba, fig tree, bring forth your fruit and let my father's workers eat." When Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes arrived with their food, he explained that he had been delayed because he was doing another mitzvah. They explained how his son asked for the fig tree to produce fruit, and Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes said to his son, "Pni, ata trachtes koincha lahaitzi te'ena periseha shlei bezmano? Yosef shlei bezmano." "My son, you troubled Creator to bring forth the fruit of a fig tree before its time. Let that person be taken before his time." The other story concerned his daughter, who was very beautiful. Once Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes saw a man making a hole in the fence so he could look at Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes' daughter. He told Rabbi Yosi that he knows he'll never marry her, but he wants to just look at her. Rabbi Yosi told his daughter, "Biti kometzart lehu libriyasa, shuvi la'afrech vayikash lebech b'ni adam." "My daughter, you're causing anguish to people. Return to your state of dust and don't cause others to stumble." The Gemara relates another incredible story about Rabbi Yosi ben Yerkes. He had a donkey that he would rent out, and when they were done, the people would place the rental fee on the donkey and they would return home. However, if they overpaid or underpaid, the donkey would not move. Once, someone left some sandals on the donkey and it would not move until they removed their sandals. The Gemara now tells of the amazing tzedakah of Elazar ish Berta. Since he would always give every last cent he had to tzedakah, the gamei tzedakah, the people who collected tzedakah, would hide from him so that he would not become penniless. Once he was going to the market to shop for a trousseau for his daughter, and the gamei tzedakah were there. Although they hid from him, he found them, and they had to tell him they were collecting for the wedding of an orphan boy and orphan girl. He gave them everything he had, except one zuz, with which he purchased some wheat. When he came home, he threw the wheat into the silo. When his wife went to look at it, a miracle had happened, and the silo was overflowing with wheat to the extent that the door would not close. The daughter went to the Beis Medrash and told her father, "V'yirei ma'as l'cha ahavcha, come and see what the one who loves you, Hashem, has done for you." Upon which Elazar declared, "Harehin hektesh alecha ve'en lucha behen elke echad me'anil Yisrael." "This wheat is set aside like hektesh, consecrated property, and you will only benefit from it like any other poor person." The Gemara now returns to the stories about fasts that were decreed because of drought. Yehuda Nasiya decreed a fast and davened v'lo asa mitra, but no rain came. He explained how different he was when compared to the prophet Shmuel and lamented that the generation was in such a sad state. "Aylai lemi shall also be yom avkach. Woe is to him that such a thing has occurred during his lifetime." Chalash daite v'asa mitra. He felt very upset and then the rain came. Another time the Bein Nasiya decreed a fast and the rains did not come. Aishia, the youngest student, explained that the lack of rain was due to the unworthiness of the Bein Nasiya. Some people there got upset and started to hurt him. Others stood up from Aishia and said, "Even though what he said bothers us as well, since we see that everything he said was for the sake of heaven, we did not say anything and we left him be, and so should you." Rebbe once declared a fast, v'lo yosa mitra. Ilfa, or some say it was Reb Ilfi, began davening, "The wind and rain came immediately." Rebbe asked him what he did to merit this, and he said that he lived among very poor people who had no wine for Kiddush and Abdallah. "And I bring wine for Kiddush and Abdallah for them." A similar incident occurred with Rab when he was in a certain city where there was a drought. The man who led the davening prayed, and the rains came immediately. He told Rav that he was teacher of children. "I teach the poor as well as the rich children, and I do not take anything from someone who cannot pay. I also give them fish from my pond to encourage them to learn." Rav Nachman once decreed a fast of Eliyosa Mitra. He called out in an act of humility to remove him from his position as leader. He felt very upset, and then the rain came. Similarly, Rabbah once decreed a fast of Eliyosa Mitra. The people there said that when Rabbi Yehuda would decree a fast and daven, the rains would come. Rabbi explained that this is not because they learned more in the times of Rabbi Yehuda than in his time. And he proves that in his time, they actually learned more. He said, what can the leaders of the generation do if the generation itself is not worthy? The Gemara relates the incident with Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi referred to. Rabbi Yehuda saw two people playing with bread and said, this means there must be a lot of bread in the world. However, Yohav Ein they have a calf, and he looked angrily at these people, and there was a famine. They arranged that Rabbi Yehuda should walk out the door that leads to the marketplace so he could see how tragic the famine was. And when he saw it, he told his attendant, Shalafli Misani, remove my shoes. Shalafli Chad Misan of Asimitra, and the rain came. He started to remove the other shoe, but Yohanavi appeared and said, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ishalaft Achrina Machir Nalama. Hashem said, if you remove your other shoe, I will destroy the world. Rav Mari Barad the Bashmul was at the riverbank the day this happened and said there were malachim, angels, who appeared as sailors loading sand onto the boat that miraculously turned into flour. People were in line to buy this flour, but he told them not to. The next day, boats arrived with normal flour. The Gemara continues with more stories about praying for rain. Rava was visiting Hagrenya and decreed a fast because of drought, Elohim Samitra, and no rains came. Rava told everyone to continue fasting, and in the morning he asked if anyone had a dream. Rabbi Elazar said he dreamt that he was calling out, Shalom Tav, Lerav Tav, Merivin Tav, Dimituvi Meitav Lame. Good greetings to the good teacher from the good master, who from his goodness bestows good to his people. Rabbi said this means that now is a good time to daven for mercy, and when he did, the rains came. The Gemara now tells the story when Rabbi's prayer for rain was not appropriate. Rabbi had sentenced a man to lashes, and the man died. The Persian king Shapur heard about it and wanted to punish Rava. Ephra Hormuz, the mother of the king, wanted to save Rava and told her son to not get the Jews upset because they can pray and make it rain. She had a message sent to Rava about this, and Rava prayed for rain, but it did not come. He then began davening with more fervor and called out to Hashem for a miracle, and the strong rain came. Rava's father came to him in a dream and said this was the wrong thing to do, and that Rava should sleep in a different place tonight. In the morning, his old bed was marked up by knives. Rashi says demons had attempted to kill Rava for asking for this miracle. Rav Papa once decreed a fast for rain below Samitra. He became sick and had to eat. He prayed more and still no rain. Rav Nachman bar Ushpazdi ridiculed him and said, maybe if he eats some more, the rain will come. Ichsif v'cholash taite v'asamitra. Rav Papa felt ashamed and upset, and the rains came. The Gemara now tells several stories about the town of Chanina ben Doisa. Once, when he was walking down the road, it started to rain. He davened that it should stop because it was causing him distress, and it stopped. When they got home, he davened again, and the rain resumed. Rav Yosef commented that the prayer recited by the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur, inside the Heichal, was not effective against the prayer of Rav Chanina ben Doisa. That prayer asks Hashem, "V'alikonis lefanecha tfilas avidrachim," do not let the prayers of the travelers enter before you, meaning, do not stop the rain because the travelers are distressed and ask for the rain to stop. However, Chanina ben Doisa's personal prayer was more effective than that of the Kohen Gadol.